There's imagery I had as a kid, and that's where a lot of my trances come from, is just living. I mean, I turned 27 this year, and that was interesting. I looked back and realized how many people I'm meeting these days don't have the same milieu I did. The same music, the same TV, the same experience and mythological motif. One good example is a lot of people didn't grow up with the same TV shows. I think that's one I can focus in on. But then you go back and a lot of people didn't grow up with the same fables either. Everything's alive, every story grows. Nowadays, the habit is to take the classical imagery and to just kind of massage it, to lampshade it, to give yourself a different perspective. So what I'm going to talk about is the most trance-like imagery I did enjoy, which is just nature imagery. The serene cove, I've talked about that. The places where water drips, whether into natural basins or ones we've formed and placed there so we could dip a hand into a warm pool, sink into it, fade away. Wind is another one. You know it's coming from somewhere. You know it's going to somewhere. But in the particular moment where it brushes past you, you just exist, immured and immersed, touched in the briefest passing. The wind will go on. New wind will come. But in the moment it passes by, you hear it, you feel it. You don't need to see it, and so you can close your eyes. Because many of the functions needed to interact with other phenomena are absent with wind. You don't need to trace its progress like a bird on an empty sky. You don't need to watch for currents or for other people who might be paddling by in the stream. The wind belongs everywhere. Whether it's brushing grasses by your feet, moving sand along down the beach, or sand along down the dune. The wind passes, and you don't need to taste it, but you can smell it. You don't need to see it, but you can feel it. And you will always be able to hear it, because its touch on your skin spreads the sound. The impression, the obsession, the touch, the caress, through your brain. You know what it is, and the wind is always the same and always changing. The essence of quest, the alteration, as the journey proceeds. And no matter how we proceed together, the wind will always brush past, or return, if you think of it that there's only so much air mingled by its passage. There are only so many paths someone can take to get here, only one you could have taken to get here. And the moment when the wind touches you, caressing, you think, where does the wind really stop? Where does the movement of air become just the air? Where does the stream of air past me settle itself down? Is this which brushes me now in one particularly strong gust, brushing away all things except closed eyes, peaceful repose, an awareness and an imminence of my body in its sensations, is this one gust, or two? Where is it divisible? Where am I divisible? Where is the journey going onward? Anything other but the present. We're always in the present, and we can look past ourselves toward the future, but not quite see it, like the wind passing. We can't know where the friend that flirted with us, where the touch, where the journey really ends. And looking back, we can't see where it really was. Just as you can't see yesterday, even if you turn around, but you are still moving into tomorrow. So why not close your eyes and move into tomorrow with the same experience you might have walking under a pleasant warm breeze, a sirocco off a dune, a gust out of an empty sky. And you and the bird and anyone who swims and anyone who walks past are, for at least a moment, connected. In story and touch and the 1, 2, 3 gusting caress of trying to find separation between now and then. Between what you see when you close your eyes, be it the colored impressions of pressure on the inside of your eyelids, and what you see on the journey ahead. The road and the wind and the gust and the possibility that just Following it over the next dune might bring you somewhere new, to the intersection of some other current of thought, of being, of the warm way the breeze touches your toes, your feet, your legs, your back, your butt tensing, relaxing your shoulders, your mind, your vacancy, as for at least a moment there is space enough between your ears to let the wind roll by.